Cycle Update. Just admit it, you don't know what an alpaca is. CryptoTalk.fm. My name is Lester. I'm your host with a after the fact update. I told you, I wait till the dust settles. I wait till the smoke settles. I wait till it dies down. Because I don't want you to FOMO. That's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to get you, trying to keep you safe. You may not understand that because some of you might still be coded to just buy off the green pump. And had you done that, if you look back through the charts, you'll see you'd have got wrecked. Now, will the wreck happen over the long term and sustain? Can't say that. I just want to talk about the situation that happened with Alpaca because you may have noticed that it went on a run for no logical reason anybody can ascertain. I want to give you a little bit of history lesson on Alpaca. Alpaca launched back in 2021. Early 2021, I actually had like 10 of them after it crapped back down because I forgot what I was doing. I think it was because it ran back up. So it went all the way down. I want to say it was like 2 cents. It was low. And then I think it ran back up to like $2. And then I had bought, this is back during like mid 2021. And we were in this situation where gas was sky high. So I wasn't going to spend a lot of money on it. And I had 10 and I sat on it for a little while. This is in 2021. Didn't think much of it. It had gone back down into like less than the dollar range. So in the roughly around, I would say 30 cents range after that. And I let it go because I only had 10. No risk, whatever. It didn't really bother me. It launched and it pumped up to like $8-9 when it first launched. And there was, and then it immediately crapped out. Kind of like Zen Crypto. You know, it just, there was no path forward for it that I saw. It doesn't conceptually do any, I mean, they say there's stuff they're going to do like they're, you know, all the stuff that you hear from tokens, you know, like yield farming stuff and all this business. And allegedly there's no angel investor funding. Well, we knew from the initial pump and dump that there was some. So I thought that was a lie. Fair launch. I questioned the fair launch because the pump and dump at the time seemed, I don't think so. There had to be something on the inside. I don't know for sure. I'm just saying it seemed kind of suspicious from my perspective. Then it got listed on a bunch of different exchanges. The reason for the most recent run-up, and it pumped up to like $1.50, but the reason for the most recent run-up is because this had been listed on Binance Futures, and then recently Binance announced they were going to delist this token on Binance Futures. And the theory floating around, I have no evidence, but the theory floating around is that this was manipulation. Strategically, people were either doing one of two things. Either A, they were trying to pump the token to try to save it from the significant crap out that was going to happen. Or B, they were trying to pump it to create a trap. Do all this pump up and then dump major bags because the theory is that some people had major bags. Nobody knows for sure. I will tell you that the pump was artificial. It didn't last. And it wasn't like super sustained or like super significant. Like it was really just a, I want to say it went from, I don't know, like 30 cents or 20 cents or something up to the dollar and a half. So, you know, 5X, which isn't terrible, but it's not like a major shift like the graphs make it seem. The reason they're making it seem that way, because it was as low as like 10, a penny, 2 cents, right? So that's a significant climb, but we were long past that. It already had saturation and it kind of just had this, people just buying into it, kind of sitting on it, see what would happen. When this started happening, now we're starting to see more dump outs because they saw the price crap immediately after it climbed up to the top. So that's the situation with Alpaca, simply that it's getting delisted on Binance Futures. And as a result, the theory is that there's some sort of manipulation pump happening, either to trap people or simply to, you know, enrich or something else. That there's no real substance to it. Now, I want to put a statement. I'm not making a factual statement because I don't know. Alpaca has less than 200 million in supply as we record this. It had a very decently constrained supply as it started. Basically, it's just shy of what Bone has in terms of supply. That's intriguing given the press that's happening around what happened to it, where it'll give us an indication, you know, does Alpaca basically become a meme that's out there? And then does that encourage exchanges to bring it back on or do more with it? It's interesting to watch it. So I'm not suggesting you buy necessarily. It's up to you. But I'm saying it's interesting to watch it because if Alpaca can get to price points and sustain it better than Bone, it tells us Bone was always the problem, is the, I guess what I'm getting at. So 75 million in market cap is not chump change. It's certainly not great, but it's not chump change. Had hundreds of millions in volume that's tapered off and is steadily tapering off as I record this. And it's kind of, the dust has settled and people do suspect it to go on another run. Whether it'll get back to that eight, I doubt it. Could it get back to four? Maybe. Might it get to two? Likely, but probably in the long term. So you'll need to make a decision for yourself, but I would recommend at least keeping an eye on it, if nothing else.